This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
To Fully Charged Recharge.
Hello.
We're joined by a special guest this morning, our pal Niall. Hello, Niall.
I'd say we've mentioned you probably about 400 times on the show.
Where I was like, our friend Niall, you know Niall? Blah, blah, blah. So I do exist.
Emma does this thing where she goes, my friend Niall, Dave, your friend too.
I was talking to my friend Claire, your friend too. Claire.
Yeah.
What's the crack? Niall was Dave and I's boss years ago, one of my best friends. And
I can tell you, Dave caused me a lot more problems than Emma did.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Right, what is that now?
A little bollocks I was.
Yeah, he was a bit of a bollocks, and you're very amenable and nice.
Yeah.
You know, whereas you can he's mold, awkward.
You can mould me very
yeah, exactly.
easily.
Yeah, he's awkward. Everything's awkward with Dave.
If you recognise the iconic voice there, that is Niall does the breakfast show on Beat, which is in the southeast. Do not fucking start switching over there. Stick with us. But you've been at this breakfast gig a long time.
Yeah, and many moons ago I would have been on the Dublin airwaves, but at
98 FM,
late night talk with
where my auntie was your boss.
Yes.
How gas is
that? A wonderful woman.
Wonderful woman.
Dave, are you a fucking nepo baby?
No, she did nothing for me.
Class. Mm. This is weird. It's been fun having you in the studio this morning. They're basically Beat or getting a system like our system. And for once, and Niall's here to learn off us, Dave.
This is so weird. I'm like,
we were teaching.
I came to the reception and I was like, I felt like a work experience.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm here to see Emma and Dave.
Your briefcase and all.
And she's like, okay, you must sign in.
Oh, Zoe.
Oh, funny.
You just sign in.
Yeah. I love it.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, Niall, thanks for helping us do our podcast today. And
fascinating to watch you guys in action.
Yeah, aren't we amazing?
Yeah, you are pretty good.
And we are class. Yeah. Jeez, we're amazing. Right, anyway, we've loads to do, so we'll see you later.
Okay, have a lovely weekend. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Wake up.
Spins Fully Charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday.
Oh my God, it's the weekend. This is fantastic. This is great news. I was a little bit thrown off today though, because I had to get petrol because I wasn't expecting to be able to make it to the office. I'd like nothing in the tank.
It's the worst job of all. I'd go around on 0 kilometres for days. My mechanic hates me. It's so embarrassing when you drop your car to the mechanics and they say, you really shouldn't be driving around with a tank that low. And I always go, well, what's the point in putting money into it if you say it's a write-off?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But also, what's the point? It goes. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's still working.
Yeah.
It's still working. But it threw me off completely because I was just like, went and I was just like, I had to get up. Now I know. This is ridiculous. And I hope your heart bleeds for me as well. 10 minutes earlier. 10 minutes earlier.
Where was open for petrol at that time in Rathmines?
Yeah, up in Rathmines. Yeah, by on the Rathgar Road.
It's tough having to do any extra job when you're up that early.
It really is. But the worst thing is I've started this new thing where I fill up the tank and then by the end of the month, like, it's that's when it usually runs out.
Yeah.
But so I'm standing there for 10 minutes. Do you know what I mean?
But that's the way to do it. You got to just do it once.
Yeah.
You got to put your back into it and then you got to be done with it.
Yeah.
I did something stupid the other day. I put in 20 because I wasn't there standing there for a second longer and I have to go back now this year.
I remember back when I was like a teenager, when I was like in college.
Like 7 euro 20.
I put a tenner in it and the dial didn't move.
Yeah.
I was like, oh crap.
I remember in college literally being like, I was a smoker at the time, don't smoke, and trying to ration out like the food that I had for the week. Like, okay, so that's for a slice of bread.
That's for that, yeah.
Don't smoke, guys. And then, cool, so we'll go, the €7.50. Do you have an extra 50 cent there, ma'am? I'll put the 8 quid in.
8 quid
we might
petrol.
Get to Limerick on that, will we? You're halfway to Limerick on the red, just hoping for the best.
Oh God, that car starts shaking.
But you have your Brennan's bread, so you're not going to starve for the week. Welcome. And let's just call a spade here, yeah? Myself and Dave, and if you're listening right now, chances are you've been up since the crack of dawn as well. And we don't really experience traffic in Dublin like others would because we avoid rush hour, yeah?
Fantastic.
This crew at this hour of the morning, yeah? We don't really deal with the same traffic that people in an hour's time deal with.
I'd say the M50 is starting to build up now.
Probably now, yeah. And back before I started working this gig and these hours, I had to be in work at 9:30. So I know the crack. I was trying to get over to East Wall from the south side every day.
I know the crack,
right? But yesterday just brought me back to, like, I was triggered by my experience on the M50 yesterday.
Okay.
Right? I actually have so much respect so much respect for people who do that commute every day. I don't know how you don't lose your mind. I swear
it's
to God. We'll tell you more later, but you know, Dave's having his adult kid's 30th birthday party on Tuesday week in Jumpstone and Santry. And we'd be there yesterday. We'll tell you about more about it. It was so fun after 9 o'clock. We arranged to meet there at 2 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
We wanted to get some social media and all the rest. Check the place out. And I checked from when I got home yesterday, how long is that journey going to take me? Just so I can work it out in my head how long I have to get ready and everything. And it said 32 minutes door to door from my house to Santry.
Great,
right?
Not bad.
Perfect. Not a bother. I'll leave at 25 past one to be there for two to give myself a little bit of leeway. Hopped into the car at 25 past one. Put up the Google Maps. All of a sudden that journey is now 45 minutes long. I say,
crap.
Oh, before I move, I'm already late. I'm already letting people down who are waiting on me. And as I crawled, and I mean crawled, like I might as well have been going backwards. There was a crash at the Junction 7, right?
Right, okay.
This was like, this thing doesn't work. It's not even rush hour. It's 1:30 on a Thursday. It's half, like, it might be like if your kid is in junior infants pickup.
Yeah.
But there's no excuse for this. It's not even a Friday. It's bloody Thursday.
Well, that's all well and good, Emma, but have you come up with some solutions?
Well, I have.
Have you?
Great, because I don't know how things work like that. I'm not an engineer. I've stupid ones. As I said, it's the claustrophobia that gets me. Do you know when you're like, I can't get out of this situation?
It's my biggest fear.
It's the claustrophobia.
Yeah, it's so
that's
scary.
Horrible.
I hate it.
Why, when they are building this, does it not think about tunnels and things?
Yeah.
Like, the M50's not that old.
What if someone crashes in the tunnel?
What if someone crashes in the... Yeah, but then you can just go up.
Yeah, okay.
The main road. Do you know,
I see what you mean. So give you an emergency.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I like it.
The traffic's bad. Okay, so everyone from Junction 6 back, you're going to go under now.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And we're going to go under this crash.
I like this.
We're going to keep it moving.
Yeah.
No, like, let's just pretend that we have all the money in the world in this country. One think about floating roads?
Yeah.
You know, something that you could go up on alternatively? I reckon a lot of the people on the M50, and I understand it's very dangerous and don't ever walk on it or anything, but why did we not consider some pedestrian zones? Like, if an electric scooter lane...
Oh, yeah, on the M50.
If you're only trying to get up one exit, I think there's something in there.
My granddad used to be brought home by the police sometimes to my granny because he used to walk the M50.
No, he didn't.
He used to walk home. I don't know where he'd be walking from.
Your granddad?
Yeah. This was years ago,
No way.
But yeah, the cops would show up at granddad and they'd be like, is he yours? Yeah. Was he walking?
Yours.
Was he walking the M50 again? He was.
But is that if you like have that like anxiety about the claustrophobia, there needs to be some kind of a zen zone.
Yeah.
You know, like
a zen zone is a very good shout for the M50 because there's so many people I know who like say are from the country or whatever. They refuse to drive the M50.
Mm.
They will not drive it
because it makes them anxious.
Yeah, but like three lanes. What is it? Four lanes. Like
they freak.
They can't deal with it at all.
Oh no, we need about 20 lanes.
Yeah, honestly, but that's not a bad shout.
Yeah, we need more and more and more. I remember when I used to visit. Left Dublin as a kid, as I've told you on the show before, and then moved to Waterford, blah, blah, blah. But when I was coming up to visit friends in Dublin when I was like first arriving, say 19, 20, I would not do the Red Cow.
Would you not?
Like, I'd go off through Tala.
Yeah.
I'd be like driving all these back roads on the backside of Tala trying to get to
Terranure. That's a tough road.
I just couldn't cope with it. It just freaked me out so much. There's got to be some kind of commuter breathing classes, something like that. We need more big ass screens across the M50 for entertainment. Instead of that, you're crawling.
Only for when there's absolute traffic.
Yeah, like put the headphones in and watch the movie and just chill, guys. Let's just turn the engine off and just chill.
I love it.
Honestly, serious respect to you if that's your gig every morning, and I really hope the show provides some kind of switch off because it's hell out there. The M50 is broken.
Broken.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on? So yesterday we were talking about companies that sold more products than the product that they're known for. We talked about the company Volkswagen. They sold more sausages than cars in 2024.
That blew my mind.
They sold like 8.9 million sausages, and because they make like this curryverse thing, obviously a German company, but they sold like 5.4 million cars. Obviously the cars would equate to more, but they still sold more of the sausages, which I found quite interesting.
It's actually such a great stat.
It is. It's fun. But But then someone texts in telling us how Volkswagen was originally created in Germany during World War II. And I was kind of disappointed because I thought it was going to be created by a guy called like John Volkswagen or something. Do you know what I mean? Or something to that accord. And I always enjoy when a company is named after the person who founded it. Like or not even a company, but a product or something. Like the Eiffel Tower, named after Gustav Eiffel.
Cool. And I love the way like there could be a cafe called Kelly's.
Yeah, exactly. Like a Sentra, it'd be like Harry's Sentra.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Like that. The diesel engine was named after Rudolf Diesel. I love that.
Really?
Yeah. So,
because I think when I think diesel, I think of the liquid before I think of a surname.
Yeah, yeah. You know, oh, yeah.
Even though 100%. There is like Van Diesel or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The diesel, isn't there diesel like a clothes shop as well?
Oh, true that. Yeah.
So without further ado, I welcome you to a game of is this a real person who created a product and named it after themselves or have I completely made it up?
Yay!
Was the GPS invented by Gary GPS?
I'm going to say it wasn't, Dave.
It wasn't, you're right.
Yeah.
Congratulations, well done. Was the jacuzzi named after Roy Jacuzzi?
I bloody wish it was named after Roy Jacuzzi, but I'm going to say you've made that one up.
I did not make it up.
There's a guy called Roy Jacuzzi. Wow! What? Jacuzzi is a surname. That's the one and only guy with the surname Jacuzzi, surely.
I'd imagine it's probably like Italian or something like that.
Gorgeous.
Was the kettle invented by Kieran Kettle?
Kieran Kettle, the alliteration puts me off. No, you've made that up.
Correct.
Yay.
I did make that up. Was Ferrari named after Enzo Ferrari?
I think that somewhere rings a bell. I'm going to say yes, it was.
Yes, it was. And they did create a Ferrari in the day, or a couple of years ago, called the Ferrari Enzo.
Oh, cool.
Very, very nice car. Was the mirror named after Jason Mirror?
Was the mirror named after... Could you possibly have a surname called Mirror? How are you, Mirror? Yeah, Jason Mirror, why not?
No, it wasn't.
Damn it.
I completely made Jason Mirror up. Was Apple created by Tim Apple?
Yes.
No.
What?
It was Steve Jobs.
Oh. You know what I got a vision of in my head? You know those big Apple like launches in room where they announce new features and stuff? I was like, yeah, it's got to be Tim Apple.
Well, you see, there's a story behind that. There is a guy called Tim.
Yeah.
Tim Cook. He is the CEO of Apple.
That's the
And
name.
Trump once called him instead of Tim Cook. He went, thank you, Tim Apple.
Oh. Damn. Bloody man's infiltrating my brain.
William Boeing. Did he create the Boeing airplane?
Will Boeing. Again, random surname, haven't heard anyone else, but yeah.
He did, yeah, congratulations. Okay. And were Levi jeans invented by Levi Strauss?
Yes, they were.
Yeah. I love when a company is named after the inventor. I think it's fun.
Like Alexander, our boss, Nick Spin.
Alexander Graham Bell created the phone, but he didn't call it like... Do you know what I mean? He should have called it the bell or something like that.
And people say, give me a bell.
Yeah, give me a bell. Emma Nolan.
What's that about?
I have no idea. It must be that. Give me a bell.
I'll give you a bell on that later.
Yeah, that's
And the
brilliant.
Phone was invented by a guy, but the
Alexander Graham Bell. There you go.
Guys, it's all
We've
happening
blown
here.
It wide
morning.
Open.
Here's Paul Saad. This is Dirty Cash. You're listening to Spin Morning. We've got really good news by two this morning. One, we're giving you another chance to win with flowers.ie. It is Mother's Day on Sunday and you can win a stunning voucher worth 200 quid for your mam. And the second bit of good news we have is it's the final day we're going to hear from the Dirty Owl Mam AI.
Oh, thank God for that. Yeah, you can send flowers to mam with deliveries to all counties in Ireland and you can order before 2 o'clock for same day delivery, which is unbelievable. 200 euro flowers.ie voucher ready for you to win. I have the code ready to send you as well, which is good.
Nice one. So essentially what's happened here is producer Callum went to AI and asked AI to write Mother's esque riddles, but make them a bit spicy.
They're filthy.
And what AI came back with, or Mam AI, should we say, is quite uncomfortable. So I think this is the worst one yet.
I think it is the worst one. Yeah, we saved the worst for last.
So brace yourself. You're going to feel uncomfortable, but if you think you know the answer to the riddle, get your answers over 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp, and you'll be winning that gorgeous 200 euro flowers.ie voucher. Brace yourself.
Saving the best until last. Here's Friday's riddle from Mam AI. I come in pairs and sit on your face. What am I?
You're disgusting.
What's going on with Callum, team?
I'd say that's probably AI came up with that.
I'm just going to say it now and I'm going to close my eyes and just get on with it. I come in pairs and I sit in your face.
Don't do that noise.
I didn't like it.
Saving the best until last. Here's Friday's riddle from Mam AI. I come in pairs and sit on your face.
Oh, carpet.
What am I?
Just no knee.
All right, no clues this time. No clues today. What is that? I come in pairs and sit in your face. What are we talking about? And it's not what you think. It's not. It's nothing bad. It's just Mam AI being filthy. If you want to win yourself a €200 flowers.ie voucher, you got to answer that riddle to 087 711 1038. I come in pairs and sit in your face. What am I?
Stop saying
I know,
it.
Sorry.
Just a quick reminder for you. Maybe this is all new information to you. It is Dave's 30th really soon.
Woo!
And instead of doing it the regular way, he wants to have a massive adult kids 30th at Jump Zone in Santry, and we want you to come. It's happening on the 8th of April. And the free tickets, we will be sorting you out with on Tuesday. So make sure you're with us on Fully Charged on Tuesday morning to get your tickets.
Speaking of 30, a friend of mine is nearly 30. And he's started to sweat out of only one armpit at a time. Should he be worried? He keeps putting it into ChatGPT to be like, hey, I'm only sweating out of one armpit. And ChatGPT has said, that's a weird one. It could be something like an uneven sweat gland. Or maybe you're wearing fabric that is trapping heat on one side.
It's funny that you mentioned this friend of yours, because I feel like you were very concerned about yourself having the same issue.
No. I think that was just trying to protect the friend.
I do kind of recall, I think it was on Tuesday, you sitting in the studio saying, Emma, Callum, what's the story? Anyone ever sweat out of one armpit?
I don't recall.
It's really weird to sweat out of one area. Which one is it?
It's the right one. But the
one closest to me.
But I was just sitting there. I mean, my friend was just sitting there this morning. And what happened was he genuinely felt just a drip. Just like what, like as if it was raining from the armpit, just one singular drip, and I was like, "That's just a lot of sweat." I'm just wearing a t-shirt and a hoodie. What's going on? Is this what 30 is? Do I just start sweating from places?
I don't really sweat that much.
I'm just sitting here. I mean, he's just sitting there.
Is there more hair under one armpit?
Is there more hair potentially?
Right,
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Just give them both a little trim,
bit of a shave,
even it out, yeah. And then that's a good balance. Or maybe just shave them off completely.
Sounds good.
Have you ever shaved your armpits? Even when you were a curious teenager?
I think I probably did, yeah, at one point. It made me really aerodynamic in the swimming pool.
Did it?
Yeah, yeah. No other benefits.
I'm always jealous that, like, obviously gals do whatever you want. Lots of girls aren't shaving their armpits anymore. Love that for you. But, like, it's kind of such a power move to raise your arms up and have a load of bushy hair under it now.
It is quite...
Sometimes I look and I'm like, I wish I could have that.
It's quite empowering.
It is, yeah. For the girls as well,
except
by the way.
They're sweating.
Yeah.
My poor friend.
Oh, God love him. Hope he's okay. Dochi and Anila's River, this has been... Look, we can't warn you anymore. We've been telling you all week. Mother's Day is on Sunday, yeah?
Very close now.
Yeah.
You need to sort yourself out if you haven't.
Running low on cards, not going to lie. My boyfriend was going to get one yesterday and I was like, would you mind picking up one for me there as well?
Are they running low?
And one for my granny as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it like Easter? Is it like the closer you get, the less...
Eggs. Less cards.
Right.
Yeah, same deal. But also because you're looking for a specific like grandmother one. Do you know the way? If you want to go specific to like... Rather than just general.
Yeah, Mother's Day. Okay,
you gotta have a look.
Yeah.
Look, this week on the show, we want to get you ready for Mother's Day. Flowers.ie, this is your last chance to win this week. You can send flowers to Mam with deliveries to all counties in Ireland.
Yeah, very nice. We've got €200 flowers.ie voucher ready for you to win. I have the code here ready to text it to you if you win. The only problem with this is we do have to listen to Mam AI. She's been joining us every single day this week, giving us a filthy little riddle. And I've hated every moment of it, and I presume you have too.
I haven't enjoyed a moment of it either, but it sounds like this.
Saving the best until last. Here's Friday's riddle from Mam AI. I come in pairs and sit on your face. What am I?
Okay.
All right, up first is Rachel. Hello.
Morning, Rachel.
How are you? Morning.
We're good.
Morning.
All right, Rachel, you heard Mam AI's terrible, terrible riddle there. What is the answer?
Yeah. Is it eye masks?
Eye masks.
Eye masks.
What's an eye mask?
You put them under your eyes to stop the bags.
Oh, one of those kind of... They look like jelly bean things that you kind of stick on under your eyes.
They have kind of the pointy bit and then the kind of ovaly bit at the end.
They always look like fun. I always wanted to try them.
We can sort that.
Well, Mam AI, is she right?
Better luck next time. You didn't win.
Mam AI's not very nice.
She's not.
Okay,
Rachel, I'm so sorry.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, not that.
Can you give it to us again, David?
Well, can you really
kind of slow it down? I'd like you to read it really slowly and kind of emulate like a mammy voice, maybe. I think that'd be nice for everyone.
I come in pairs and I sit in your face.
Okay, perfect. Hiya, Robin.
Not too bad, how are you?
Yeah,
not
grand. Any plans for the weekend?
No. Doing
Keeping
the half marathon.
Oh, very good.
Half marathon, so.
Fair play to you, Robin. That's
good
unreal.
Luck that.
Good luck with that. All right, you heard Mam AI giving you a riddle there. What is the answer to that riddle?
Eyelashes.
Okay.
I come in pairs and I sit in your face. Sorry about that. Now for repeating that, Rachel, not nice.
Let's see if she's right.
Oh, you silly Billy, that's not correct.
Ah, Robin, I'm so sorry. That was a good guess, though. Thank you for ruling it out.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Amel.
Bye-bye.
Okay, all right. One more. We got to get rid of this. And hopefully this is the last time we have to hear this.
Saving the best until last. Here's Friday's riddle from Mam AI.
Get on with it.
I come in pairs and sit on your face.
Great.
What am I?
Interesting.
How are you, Gavin?
I'm good, and yourself?
Yeah, can't complain. Any plans for the weekend?
Oh, no, just chill out with the kid.
Nice one.
That sounds good, Gavin. All right, let's see if we can get your Mother's Day sorted with the €200 flowers.ie voucher. You heard that riddle. What's the answer?
Is it glasses?
I come in pairs and I sit on your face.
Did it make you feel uncomfortable this morning, Gavin, like it has every morning this week?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Little bit. All right, well, Gavin, let's see if you're correct.
Of course it was glasses. Nothing rude about that. Anyway, that's me done now. Have a great Mother's Day. Bye.
That was awful. That was a really, really long clip and I hated it.
That went on for way too long.
Gavin, congratulations. A €200 flowers.ie voucher is all yours.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
Come here, Gavin. Will you split up the voucher between a couple of mams, your partner as well?
Yeah. I'll have to.
You will have to, I'd say, Gavin. Yeah, you're dead right.
And then say it's from the kids and it'll be like, God, how do they do that? They're magic. Cheers, Gav. Have a nice weekend.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
No worries. Just a reminder as well, you can send flowers to your mum's deliveries to all counties in Ireland. And this is the thing, you can order before 2 o'clock for same day delivery.
Nice one, flowers. Right. I appreciate you.
See you later, Mam AI. Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Spins fully charged. Hello, good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm buzzing for the weekend. My boyfriend's parents are coming over and it's been sitting there now for a few weeks. I bought a board game recently. The Traitors board game.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a board game.
It sounds like so much fun, but you need at least minimum 4 people to play.
See, I
haven't had 4 people to play.
I feel like I'm past the age where I can learn a new board game or a new card game.
I think it's
like
just
that.
The same concept as the show, though.
Right.
You draw cards and one of you is the traitor.
Okay.
So you have to just lie and pretend you're not the traitor like the show. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, it's all happening because we're all going to be obsessed with the traitor soon because it's coming to Ireland.
Yes.
And the Meath Chronicle, my favourite newspaper, are reporting on the fact that security is tight around Slane Castle, apparently, because it's all top secret at the moment and filming is underway for Ireland's and RTÉ's version of The Traitors.
Yeah, it's Siobhan McSweeney hosting, yeah. I think, isn't it?
She's from Derry Girls, right?
Yes, yeah, yep. She's the nun.
She's brilliant.
I love
she's
her
be
so
gassed.
Much. I saw her in a Bake Off. I think they did like a celebrity Bake
right.
Off.
Yeah.
And she's the one, like, it's like a famous TikTok sound where it's like, I might go home actually. She's brilliant.
She comes across in Derry Girls as well. That exact character you need, like kind of stern and
dry.
Serious, but also like there's a little bit of a smirk on the side
little
of the
bit,
mouth,
yeah.
You know? But yeah, bring it on. Slane Castle. I don't think you could have done any better than that when it comes to a location in Ireland.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's going to look amazing on telly. Imagine the drone shots and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, bring it on. I don't know when it's out. I don't know any more than that.
I think people do live in Slane Castle, I'm pretty sure. But I don't.
Mr. Slane Castle is there.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Slane, yes, of course.
So I think together, at this stage, we're looking at €50,000 on the line for the Irish version.
Wow.
I don't know what it was in the UK. Maybe
I think
similar.
It was 100.
Was it 100?
I think it was 100,
classic,
yeah.
Look, we're doing our best here.
I hope Siobhan goes and brings, you know, a fringe, just like Claudia Winkleman does.
And I hope she wears really weird cloaks.
Yeah, really
and
weird
things.
Cloaks. And dark cloaks. Yeah, yeah.
But I can't wait. I'm such a terrible liar. This board game this weekend, I'll be like, I'm the traitor. Round one. Yeah, I'm the traitor.
That's
sorry,
me.
Guys.
That's my
sorry
bad.
Telling the fib.
Game over. Spins
fully charged. Recharged.
Gather around, everybody. Question.
Oh, go on.
I'm speaking on behalf of my boyfriend today who has a question for men and for women and would like to get some intel. And I think it's actually a very fair question. It's about mullets.
Oh no.
Yeah.
He's been living in South Dublin for a wet week and he wants to get a mullet.
Mullets are everywhere you look at the moment. I walked into the canteen the other day here in work and I saw 3 mullets looking at me. I was like, wow, all of varying ages as well, various kind of different types of people.
And they all live in Ranelagh, I guarantee
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So my boyfriend Jack has only lived in Dublin for 4 weeks now. And the other day he quite seriously asked me, I thought there was something wrong. He said, Emma, I'm not even going to try and do the accent. Can a man in his 30s who doesn't play professional sport or isn't a famous singer get a mullet? That's exactly word for word how he phrased the question.
Go on, Zen.
And I went, that's a fantastic question, Jack.
Can a man in his 30s who doesn't play sport or
isn't a famous singer get a mullet?
Okay, yeah, interesting. Yeah. And what was your answer?
I said, I'm going to bring this to Fully Charged, Jack.
Okay.
And I will tell you what people say. I said, I can't decisively answer that.
Could you not make a decision? Would you not like him with a mullet, no?
No, I think it'd look cool. I'm like, go for it, do you? But I'm like, that's a really well, like, that's a question. Like, if you're 19 or if you're 25, you know, you don't even think twice. You're like, mullet me up, Barbara.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
But he's like, I'm in my 30s. I don't know if I can do this. Will I look like a big loser? So I'm asking you on behalf of Jack this morning, and I'd really like your thoughts on this, and take this as seriously as it deserves to be taken seriously, please. 087 711 103. That's the number on WhatsApp, and we'd love your voice notes. Can a man in his 30s who doesn't play professional sport or isn't a famous singer get a mullet?
I'm going to have to say no.
You're going to say
I'm
no?
I'm going to have to say no.
From the get-go, Dave's saying no.
I understand where he's coming from, and to be honest, I have looked at mullets and gone, do you know what? He looks cool.
Now, you're 29 years old.
Yeah.
And you're saying even for yourself...
Even for myself, it's too much. I can't do it. But also, I don't play sport and I'm not famous, so I don't think I can. I'm not a famous singer. Do you know what I mean? I can't do that.
Lads, ladies, come in on this. Yes or no will do us fine as well if you don't have the time to be sending your exact thoughts. Yes, he can get a mullet in his 30s and he's not a professional sports person or singer. Or no... Absolutely not. Don't even think about it. You look like a big spoon.
I just don't know if it would suit. Oh, I'm intrigued.
You don't think it would suit him?
I don't know if it would suit him.
Really?
Yeah. I like his short hair at the moment. Looks very nice. Do you know what I mean?
And my boyfriend Jack very seriously asked me the other day and was very genuine in his question to me. He said, Emma, can a man in his 30s who doesn't play professional sport or isn't a famous singer get a mullet? The poor man's only been living in Dublin for a month and he's looking around and all he sees is mullets.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere.
It's after getting into his head now, and he's after one, obviously. And I said, do you know what, Jack? I don't know the answer to that, but I'll ask people who listen to the show and see what they think.
Do you know, a couple of years ago, my friend's a barber, and I was at him, I was cutting my hair one of the days, and he was like, do you know what's back? I was like, what? And he's like, mullets. But this was like years ago, and I was like, no, there's no way. And now they're everywhere.
Everywhere you look, you see a mullet looking back at you. A lot of thoughts on this. Nikki saying, of course he can. If he likes it, he shouldn't care what other people think. But I'm like, Nikki, he's just moved here. I don't want him to be bullied.
You want him to have friends, Nikki, don't you? Come on.
I don't want him to be picked on. Ashlyn, what is your son saying about all this?
Yeah, he said, no way, he's way too old.
What age is the son, Ashlyn?
8 years, Daniel.
He's eight, Daniel. Okay.
Daniel's saying no way.
Daniel's saying
old,
no.
Jack.
You know what? I'm kind of on Daniel's side, to be honest with you. Thanks, Ashlyn.
Bye.
Good luck.
I really want to hear from you. If you are a man who is in your 30s and isn't a professional sports player, isn't a professional singer, and you're wearing a mullet right now and you're rocking it,
are you going through a midlife crisis? Are you good? Are you okay?
Everything is that right? What you think?
Seek professional help.
Do you reckon that's what you'd think, though?
Yeah, I don't know. If you're like, I don't know. At the same time, like, I've looked at them and went, yeah, they're cool. Like, I look at my mate of mine who has one and I'm like, yeah, he looks deadly. But I'm also like, he's younger than I.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he can get away with it.
Right, okay.
I'm nearly 30.
So you think there is an age thing?
I think there is, yeah.
Right, okay. It's such a shame you can't have fun when you get older. Courtney, you have some thoughts on this.
He's himself into it a bit with a bust first fade.
Okay.
Instead of going straight into the mullet.
And what's the fade called?
It's called a burst fade.
A burst fade.
Do you work in this industry?
I've heard of that, Dave.
No, I haven't. Is this the one where the fade goes kind of down in like a V shape or something?
Yeah, kind of a tapered fade.
A tapered fade. I guess you work in this industry. You sound quite knowledgeable about it, Courtney.
I did. I used to be a hairdresser. So.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
So you're saying start slow and see how you feel.
Yeah, and I'm easy one as well, Emma.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Thank you, Courtney. Have a lovely weekend.
Thanks, no Courtney. Problem. Good luck.
It is so funny how everything just comes around again. Like, yeah. I think mullet, I think 90s football. Wrong, on, right?
Yeah, 80s, maybe? I do kind of agree with you. It's mad how it comes around. And I wonder what the next... I'm just waiting for skinny jeans to come back because I have a load of them in a bag in my closet just waiting.
Never throw them out.
Yeah, never. They will come back at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Rachel was on, no way, they are awful, don't do it. Any final thoughts? 087-711-1038. Can a man in his 30s who isn't a professional sports player or isn't a professional singer rock a mullet is the question this morning. I think the general consensus here is no. I didn't realise we were all so ageist. Apparently we are. Mark was on.
Morning, lads. I'm a man in my 30s and I work in a primary school. And I actually had this question to a few of the students in the primary school recently, because there is a lot of them going around with mullets, and I asked them the same thing. Would I be okay to get a mullet now? I didn't want one, but I asked them, would I be okay? And they said the same, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No way. Same as that Daniel guy. I'm way too old for mullet. I'm 32, so there you go.
Okay, that's it then.
Kids being ageist? No.
No way. You're so old.
But okay. There you go.
Thank you very much. I will report back accordingly.
All right, that music means one thing and one thing only. On a Friday, it's the last Friday of the month, and on the shortest day a couple of years ago, we started a thing on this show where we ask people really, really short quiz questions. They give us really, really short answers, and they win IMC Cinema passes. It is called The Shortest Quiz. That's what we're doing today. It's the final Friday of the month. That's when we decided to do it every single month. It's a bit of crack.
It's utter chaos on the radio. We're going to ring as many people as we possibly can, ask you a stupid, silly question that you'll definitely know the answer to. It's great crack to play along, and if you want to enter, just message us. The word short now. 087-711-1038. Can we please ask? This is a WhatsApp only thing. We're going to call you back on WhatsApp, and if your phone starts ringing, please turn the radio down in the background, or else it sounds like utter
Yeah, it doesn't
crap.
Sound right now, in fairness.
So, short in a WhatsApp to get in. We're going to give away a rake of IMC Cinema passes.
Hell yeah. Our number is 087-711-1038. Get the word short in quickly.
Emma and Dave. And whenever we realise it's this day, as in the last Friday of the month, we get very giddy.
Oh, we smile and we laugh. This is the shortest quiz. We started this a couple of years ago when it was the shortest day of the year. And we thought, why don't we ask people really short quiz questions? They give us really short answers and they win IMC Cinema passes.
It was a weird segue.
It was.
But we're sticking with it.
We thought, why don't we just keep this every month? The last Friday of every single month, we'll do it. And we call it the shortest quiz.
We ask you dramatically short questions. They're pathetically easy. You win loads and loads of IMC Cinema passes. And we talk to as many people as we possibly can.
Well, you don't win loads. You win two, but we give away loads. Because there's so many people.
Thank you.
It's chaos on the radio.
It is.
Just don't be disappointed when you only get two.
Yeah. Understood. If you want to get on air, short in a WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 103. And if we call your phone, please turn the radio down in the background, because it is chaos. Let's go. We're looking for you now, Paddy.
Hello.
Paddy, morning, and welcome
good
to
morning. How
the
are you?
Shortest quiz. How
All
are
right,
you?
All right, Paddy, let's go. Here's your quiz question. 3 + 3 + 2.
8.
Yes, spot on, Paddy.
Yes.
You didn't even need to give us the right answer. We would have given this to you anyway. Paddy, have a fantastic day. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Kaylee, we're looking for you. Your number ends in 9-7.
Hello.
Kaylee, welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you doing?
Morning, Kaylee.
How are you?
Already ready for your question?
Yep.
Pizza shape.
Circle.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have said triangle because a slice.
I knew that was going to be an ambiguous.
Pretentious. I like it.
He didn't say slice.
Yeah, he did. That's true, Kaylee. That's true. Don't shoot me. Kaylee, congratulations.
She didn't say slice.
IMC Cinema passes on the way to you, Kaylee. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Good luck. Bye.
Rachel, looking for you now. Your number ends in 4-0.
Hello.
Hey, hon, how are you? It's Em and Dave.
Morning, Rachel. You're on to play the shortest quiz. You ready for your question?
Yeah.
Sing us a song.
Happy birthday to you.
Why did I know it was going to be happy birthday to you? How did I know that? Rachel, congratulations. A fantastic singing voice, and you're off to the cinema on us.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Sean, we're looking for you, and your number ends in 7-3. There he is. How are you, Sean?
How's things?
What's the story?
Not much, just on the way to work.
Very nice good. One. All right, Sean, you're on to play the shortest quiz. Let's go.
Here's your question. River, Dublin.
Liffey.
Yeah, spot on,
That'll
Sean.
Be the finest.
Congratulations. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you.
Happy days. Thanks for that.
Have a great day.
Bye, Sean.
Cheers, lad.
Seeing as he's not here, two more.
Oh, go on.
Two
Dave.
More.
Looking for you now. Aisling, your number ends in 10.
Hello.
Hello, Aisling. It's Em and Dave. How are you?
Morning,
long
Aisling.
Time no talk.
Yeah, long time no talk. How are you?
Good morning.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Aisling, here's your shortest quiz question. Do a train noise.
Beep.
That train's on the M50, is it?
I was waiting for a chugga-chugga-chugga.
Yeah. Or But do you know what, Aisling? We will absolutely take it. Congratulations. You're off to the cinema on us.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Good luck, Aisling. Bye.
Bye, hon. Bye.
One more.
Four.
For now. I forgot that bit.
Roisin, where are you?
Hello.
Hey, Roisin, you're on to play the shortest quiz with Emma and Dave on Spin.
Hi, Roisin.
Amazing. Hi.
Hi. Roisin, you ready for your question? It's a very serious one.
Yeah.
Eyes. How many?
Two.
Yeah. Ooh. Beautiful. Woo.
Very good, Roisin. You're off to the cinema. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Pass is on the way.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Bye, you too.
Talk to you later. Shall we go again?
Hell yeah.
I think we should.
So, a couple of years ago, we did this thing called the shortest quiz, where it was the shortest day of the year, and we decided, why don't we ask people really, really short quiz questions, and they give us really, really short answers, and we give them IMC Cinema Passes, and we decided, why don't we do this every single month? Last Friday of every single month, and we'll call it the shortest quiz. We've already done our first round.
Round one is done. Let's go again. Off we go again. Looking for you, Zoe.
Hello.
Zoe, welcome to the shortest quiz. What's the crack?
Morning, Zoe.
Morning, hello.
All right, here we go. Your shortest quiz question is, be scary. I don't even know what that was. Do it one more time.
Okay, I'm a bit scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I'm scared that she's crashed.
Yeah. Are you okay, Zoe?
Zoe, congratulations for doing the bare minimum. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Hello.
Sally, good morning. It's Em and Dave. You're on to play the shortest quiz. How are you?
Morning, Sally.
Morning.
Here is your question. Sally, do a snore.
Oh, Sally, that was beautiful. Thank you. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck. Bye.
Are you a snorer, Dave?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Yeah,
is it bad?
Yeah, I think it is. And ever since COVID, I just snore a lot now.
Really?
I really need to get that checked.
I need to look into that. What's the side effect of that? Danny, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz. How are you?
Morning, Danny.
I'm good, thanks.
All right, Danny, here we go. Do a crying noise.
A wee, wee.
Wee, wee. No, no, a crying noise. Not wee,
wow,
wee.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you, Danny. Absolutely spot on. I hope there's loads of people around you. You've Danny, I love that. You've made my morning. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck, Danny. Bye.
Wee wee.
Wee wee.
So good.
Yeah.
Morning, Arta. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Thank you. Morning, Harvey.
Good, good, good. Okay, Arta, banana colour.
Yellow.
Yeah, yay, spot on. Arta. Unbelievable, Arta. You've just got yourself IMC Cinema Passes just like that. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, couple more later on.
God, you're being spiced.
Go on. Let's do a couple more later on. I love this game. And Callum's not here. We can do what we want.
He's not here, so let's go one more time. Woo. We are now looking for you, Molly. Your number ends in 05. Come on, Molly.
Hello.
Hello, Molly. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi.
Molly, good morning. Here's your shortest quiz
good
question.
Morning.
Name an emoji.
Crying laughing face.
Yes, exactly what I would have said as well, Molly. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Two IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Dave, I have to commend your question. That was a very spin question. That
was
very cool.
Very cool and
really
young
cool
and hip.
Really cool and young and hip. Looking for you, Jessie. Hi, Jessie. Welcome to the shortest
Hi.
Quiz.
Hi.
Stop sign colour, Jessie.
Red.
Yeah.
Brownie red. You were going to go brown.
Nearly got you on that one, Jessie. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes
Thank
on the way
you.
To you.
Happy Friday.
Happy bye, Friday. Bye, good bye. Luck. Last player.
Fair enough.
For this week.
Kieran, morning. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Kieran.
Morning.
All right, you're the last player, so that means one thing and one thing only. Do a sneeze.
Achoo.
Hey. Congratulations, Kieran. You've just won yourself IMC Cinema Passes. Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Let's go.
Go. Go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
Good morning. What is the story?
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the weekend.
All right, lads. Producer Callum.
Yeah.
Away on his holidays.
Yeah, in Lanzarote.
Living his best life.
All on his tods. Does that mean on your own? On your tod?
Don't know where it came from, but I believe tod means on your own, yeah. Don't know why, don't know who
tod
was.
Well, he's on his own. Looks like he's having the absolute time of his life.
Reading his book.
Yeah, and I thought, do you know what? It'd be great now. Come Friday, it'll be one more tune time.
Yeah.
And he won't have remembered to do one more tune.
Because he'll be too busy.
And he's won the last 5 weeks in a row. I'm kind of sick of it.
Well, speaking of...
But no.
Producer Callum only joined the One More Tune fold in recent weeks.
Hasn't lost.
Myself and Dave haven't had a look in.
Hasn't
since the
lost.
Day he joined.
It's awful.
It turns out that you listening have a terrible taste in music, just like our producer Callum.
Yeah. Terrible taste in people. You like him better than us. Come on.
Listen, you got to get behind the song you want to close the show today. Will it be my choice?
girl is a real crowd please. Small world, all the friends know of me. Young bull living like an old geese. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly.
Mannequin challenge. Emma Nolan.
I was at a boxing class the other day and this was on one of the trainer's playlists and I was like doing my squats wanting to die on the spot with pain and I went, forgot about this one. That's a bit of a tune, isn't it? That is Ray Shrummerd and Black Beatles. If you want to get it on in full, Emma in WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 1038.
All right. I have completely forgotten what I went for.
Perfect.
No idea. Chose it on Tuesday. Haven't heard a thing since. So we're going to find out together what my choice is. Ah, yeah. Tune. Look what you've done. The Weeknd, Starboy. Do you want that to play as the last song of the show? And to kick off your weekend, it's Dave on a WhatsApp. The sun is shining, you may as well hear The Weeknd. 087 711 1038, just the name Dave. All right, what's he done?
Let's brace ourselves and see what producer Callum has gone for this week.
Hola, mi amigos. From 25 degrees, sunny Lanzarote, producer Callum here, aiming for my sixth, read 'em and weep, sixth One More Tune win in a row, and I have gone for this. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello
despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. No. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. No.
That is Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber, the power trio on Despacito. You know you want to hear it. You know you want to give me six wins in a row, and you know you want to make Emma and Dave really, really annoyed. So if you want to hear it, of course you do. It's Callum in a WhatsApp, C-A-L-L-U-M to 087-711-1038. Now, I'm not here to verify the votes, so if I do lose, I am calling shenanigans. It's Callum to 087-711-1038.
The absolute neck of you, sir. I have just...
Despacito, Callum, are you having a laugh? Are you having a laugh?
Oi! Because there's nothing wrong.
There is. That's way too good of a song. You shouldn't be allowed to choose it.
Well, I just know what the people want.
The first vote that came in for Callum was from Callum. Getting straight on the line. How dare you? Go away and enjoy your holiday. You freak.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've gone for Ray Shrummerd and Black Beatles. It's Emma and WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for The Weeknd, Starboy. That's Dave and WhatsApp.
And Callum has gone for Bloody Despacito. That's Callum, C-A-L-L-U-M.
Yeah, that's it. 087-711-1038. Given that this Sunday is Mother's Day, keep that in mind. Remember it. Lock it into your brain. This Sunday, you got to organise something before then. We thought, why don't we help you out a little bit with our usual, whenever it's a big thing during the year, we'll sort you out with ChatGPT. Welcome to a very ChatGPT Mother's Day. This is where we give you last minute ideas just to celebrate the day and, you know, make it a little bit easier on yourself.
And also to highlight how shite AI can be.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
How unhelpful it can be.
Hell
also.
Yeah, we're never looking at this as an actual way to something to fall back on, because I have asked ChatGPT to come up with some last minute things to put in at the front of a Mother's Day card, right? And that I'm going to make for my mother. And I was like, you know, make it Irish. You know, I don't want generic, like, Happy Mother's Day, ma'am. I want it Irish.
I want to be like an Irish mammy.
Yeah, I want the chocolate, the chicken fillet rolls and the wooden spoon. And, you know, Barry Keoghan and stuff like that. So here are some last minute Irish Miami themed lines for the front of my Mother's Day card as given to me by ChatGPT. Asher, you're some woman for one woman.
That's actually, like, you'd see that in the shop. Yeah. So that wasn't too bad of AI. Fair
Happy
play.
Mother's Day. I promise I won't let you do the washing up until tomorrow.
Don't get sexist so early.
To the only woman who still asks if I've layers on. Boom, boom.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Do you remember the clouds or the washing line stuff that used to be on the way out to in Terminal 1?
Oh, yeah.
Jokes.
Yes, I remember that. All right, you're going to love this one, Emma.
Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue. You're the best, ma'am. Now, what's for dinner?
I'm really annoying. How dare you? That's really annoying.
Happy Mother's Day. And no, I haven't a notion how to work the immersion. Wouldn't be ChatGPT without the immersion. To the real boss of the house, thanks for letting us, the rest of us, live here. I was going to buy you something fancy, but I knew you'd say, Asher, don't waste your money, and from your favourite child. So I think we can all just agree.
I like that second last one. Don't be wasting your money.
Don't be wasting your money, yeah, true.
I asked ChatGPT, what are some great Mother's Day jokes like a crack at my mother on Mother's Day?
Oh, go on.
It got sexist from the get-go.
I'd say it did. Yeah, I'd say it did.
We had to talk about sweeping brushes on our first bloody joke. Why did the mother broom ask for a day off? Because she was swept off her feet.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay, very good. Yeah.
What do you call a mother who can't stop gardening? Dave?
I don't know.
A plant mom.
See, I love an anti-joke. A joke that makes no sense.
Here's another one. Okay. And again, I've no idea. I've no idea what I did to cause this. What did the mother cookie say to the baby cookie?
I don't know.
You're one smart cookie. That's it. That's what it gave me. So thank you, AI.
Thank you, Dave Moore.
I have two more.
Oh, no, go on.
I'm not done.
Go on.
Why did the mother cat sit down with her kids?
I don't know.
She wanted to have a personal conversation.
Okay, that's more of a cat, pun than a mother's one.
I'm going to bow out there.
You're going to bow out there. Well, I asked to give me a list of things to not talk about at the dinner table on Mother's Day, right?
That could be helpful.
Yeah, who's doing the washing up? Because you already know it's her. I swear my life. This is what I put in. I said, give me a list of things not to talk about at the dinner table for Mother's Day. Number one, who's doing the washing up? And then in brackets, you already know it's her unless you step up. How about the time she nearly crashed her car? How much you spent on the meal or the gift? Your dodgy life choices, which is absolutely fair enough. Any family drama? I love bringing that up at the table. Your love life in detail? Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, we're all into
politics.
That.
No one wants that. How she's getting old or getting on?
That's kind.
The time she was wrong. My mum was never wrong. Your plans to move out or not move out? Either way, she'll have strong opinions. And comparing her cooking to someone else? I do enjoy doing that. Do you know Emma's mum makes it like this now?
Yeah. Or your partner's mother. Yeah. Even the in-law gets more competitive. All right, final one for me. I said, what do I do if I can't get a card for Mother's Day and I can't make cards? Yep, from the get-go, do her chores or tasks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we're back to the fact that the mother's at home doing all the things. Give her a hug and say thank you.
If I gave my mother a hug for Mother's Day, I would get a clip around the ear very bloody quickly.
Does your mom not like a hug?
I'm sure she would, but instead of a card or a gift.
Well, she'd also hate this then. Do something thoughtful for her health or comfort. Imagine you going home to Grania and saying this. Mom, will I run you a warm bath? Will I set up a cozy spot for you to read? Or this is worse. Imagine saying, Mom, stand there, I'll give you a little massage. Because that's what it's suggesting.
She'd be like, right, well, you have to go buy a bath first.
What do you mean? You don't have a bath?
I don't have a bath.
All right, okay.
Do you want me to run you a hot shower there, Mom? She'd just be like, do I smell? All right, if you didn't know, this is the year that I turn 30 years old. Emma's buzzing because then we'll both be in our 30s.
No more ageism jokes on this show.
But that's definitely still going to happen.
I unfortunately will never match you up. I will always be older than you and it frustrates me greatly.
Think about in 10 years when you're going to be 42. And I'm going to be 39.
Yeah, whatever,
I'm like,
move on.
Oh, I'm still in my 30s. Ageism will still be very much alive on this show. But listen, we are going to talk about my birthday party, right? We're going to do it on the show. I know it's the most self-indulgent thing we've ever done on the show, but it's a bit of crack because I didn't want to do the whole, let's go for a family dinner and stuff like that. No, I want to have an adult kids themed birthday for my 30th because when was the last time you had the most fun? It was when you were a kid, it was your 10th birthday and you went to Jump Zone in Central.
And you didn't sleep for 4 days beforehand.
Oh, you were puking with excitement.
And you were also puking because you went to crap you ate.
Exactly.
It might have been like a Leisureplex or a Jump Zone situation, and this is locked in. It's happening. You can get your tickets for the adult kids theme party. Let's all relive our youths.
Yes.
It's happening on the 8th of April. Kindly Jump Zone and Santry are giving us the whole place to have fun with for a few hours, and if you want your free tickets you can get them on this show on this Tuesday, so make sure you're with us then.
And it's going to be good crack because obviously we have the venue absolutely sorted.
Tick.
We have some entertainment in the lives of the 360 camera.
Tick.
We also have the face painting.
Tick.
What else have we got?
Food?
We've got a date.
We've got a date, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Do we have some food?
See, a little bit of food.
We were kind of asking yesterday, what do you think? Does anyone make good Rice Krispie buns? Does anyone have like candy floss machine and things like that? And so we haven't really got anything locked in. However, I did want to give this person a call.
No, right now?
Yeah, go on. Give him a buzz there.
Hello. How's it going? It's Emma and Dave calling you from Spin.
Morning.
Morning, it's Shannon.
Morning, Shannon. How are you? Shannon.
I'm good, how are you?
We're good. Now, Shannon, I presume someone told you that we were looking for slush puppies, we were looking for popcorn, we were looking for candy floss. Who was that person?
A friend of mine, also in the same industry, Ellie. She texted me this morning saying that she heard it on the radio looking for it.
What do you do, Shannon?
So we own a balloon business. So we do balloons, we do bouncy castles, the fun filled machines, light up letters, light up numbers, backdrops, dance floors, all of that kind of jazz. Party business.
Right.
Right, okay. So I have something similar. Do you remember my 30th, Dave, in the back of the garden with all the personalised sounds kind of similar.
And Shannon, tell me this, if your friend Ellie, who's in the same industry as you, messaged you, how come she didn't message us?
She doesn't do the full food machine, so she does more so like the big backdrops and stuff as well.
Okay, very good. Well, Shannon, if you don't know, here's the story, right? Basically, I'm having an adult kids themed birthday party, right? That's the vibe. And what I want to do is I'm going to have it in Jump Zone on the 8th of April. Now, so far, we've got Jump Zone absolutely sorted. We've got entertainment in the form of a 360 camera. We also have face painting on the day. Now, what we're looking for is potentially we're looking for maybe a candy floss machine, maybe some popcorn, maybe some slushy machines, if Jump Zone don't offer that. Now, what do you think, Shannon, is your company Dream Balloons?
Yeah, we own Dream Balloons.
And so, Shannon, would you be available on the 8th of April?
Yeah, we have space on the 8th of April for the tree machine.
Okay, so Shannon, do you know what? I'm going to get my people to contact your people, and that sounds absolutely fantastic. And thank you so much for getting in contact.
That's perfect. Thank
Shannon,
you.
Shannon, I hope we see you.
Thank you, Shannon. You're so good.
See you for a jump at Jump Zone on the 8th. Thanks a mil.
I hope so too.
See you, Shannon. Have a great day. Bye.
See you then. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later.
It's going to be unbelievable. It's honestly getting up to be one of the best parties, I think, of all time.
Lads, we went to Jump Zone in Santry yesterday to suss the place out. Wanted to give Dave a little recce of the place. Oh my God. What I didn't realise was from the second you take off your shoes and get the cool Jump Zone socks, which I'm keeping, by the way.
Yeah.
You're literally, the floor is Bouncy Castle floor for the whole warehouse.
Everything.
So you frolic around like
it's the
around.
Best fun I think I've had on a Tuesday ever.
I was late because the M50 was a joke.
Or a Thursday.
And by the time I got there, Dave was tomato red.
I was sweating.
From all the excitement and doing the backflips.
From all the excitement, as if I'm a 10-year-old. I was just shaking with excitement.
I was due to go to a conference after, which I missed because of the traffic, and I stupidly decided to wear a long dress.
And a leather jacket.
Yeah, don't do that.
This girl rocked up like she was going out, like dressed to the nines.
If you're coming to Jump Zone for Dave's birthday, wear shorts, gals, okay? Because I was so scared I was going to get upskirted by our social media guy who was there yesterday holding a skirt.
Going down a slide. No good. So listen, tickets are going to be going on next Tuesday. So if you want to go listen into the show next Tuesday, we're going to be giving them away. And the actual party is happening on the 8th of April. So keep yourself free for it.
I cannot wait, especially after seeing the place yesterday.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tickets.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Do you want to win yourself a holiday? We want to get some sun into your bones. So deserved. And we'd love to send you off for free to Fuerteventura, which is one of the in the Canary Islands, yeah?
Yeah, it is. There's Fuerteventura, there's Lanzarote, there's Tenerife. You've never been to Tenerife, Lanzarote or Fuerteventura?
No.
Where are you going?
The same place every year to visit my family in Spain. You
fair
see.
Enough. Yeah. Right, you need to tell them to move.
We want to send you away for a full week, 7 nights, kick back, relax, enjoy the show.
Well, you could do that while you're there, just listening to us still.
No, it's Friday. And as always, thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Nice.
Shall we give it a lash?
Yeah, who's
Friday?
On to play?
It's Steo. Do you fancy winning this holiday, Steo? You do?
I'll give it a go.
You'll give it a go. Steo, welcome on into Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
You have. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
Yeah.
How many? Go on, tell us.
14.
It's 25 seconds on the clock.
We're 13 out of CO.
And do you know how many songs an artist are going to play?
Three.
Five.
Five.
All right, you guess the five songs and artists, Theo, within 25 seconds, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist, Theo, so you should be grand. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it's Theo, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Theo?
No problem yet.
All right, if you've any questions, now is the time to ask them.
No, I'm grand, boy.
Happy days, he's on the way. All right, so Steo, one more question. Where are you from?
Ballyfermot.
Steo and Ballyfermot, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock.
Good luck,
and
Steo.
Song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Now he's thinking about me every night. Oh, what do you think, Steo?
What's her name?
Is it Ariana Grande?
It's not.
It's the most famous artist in the world.
Do you want to swap it out?
All right, that's all good, Steo. We are back to 25 seconds on the clock, so it's like a brand new game and you have a brand new song won. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All
just
right.
To say what you missed there was Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso, but as they've said, we're back to a brand new game now, sir.
Let's go for a brand new song won. Steo plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I could go and read your mind. Think about
your dumb face all the time. Living in my head. No, the song, just don't know any.
She's the second biggest artist in the world at the moment. She's going out with Paul Mescal. Yeah, that's my
life. No, I don't know.
Her son is a famous director.
Yeah, director.
Her dad.
3, 2, 1. Ah, Steo, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
The one you missed there was...
It's like, you know the songs when you're going along with them, but
of
when
course.
It comes down to me, you just don't know. Your mind just goes blank.
It's a bit of a pain in the backside, isn't it, Steo?
Yeah.
Gracie Abrams, but it was the artist you missed, Steo. That was who it was. But listen, did you have fun?
If I had my wife beside me now, she would have known everything.
If only.
Get her on with you next time, yeah?
That's exactly
No problem. Thanks, lads.
Go on. Good luck, Steo. Have a great day.
All right, good luck.
Bye-bye.
The holiday remains.
I really wanted to give it away on the Friday, you know.
Yeah.
I always think that'll be fun going into the weekend, someone going off to the sun.
Listen, if you want to register to get on air to play Monday, it's just the word golden. A WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Speaking of that number and speaking of WhatsApp, it's your very last chance to vote for one more tune. I've gone for Ray Shrummers and Black Beatles.
I've gone for Weekend and Starboy.
And producer Callum is off. He's won this thing last 5 weeks in a row. Please stop him in his tracks. He's gone for Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee and Despacito. Emma, Dave or Callum in WhatsApp right now, and you're one more tune winner plays after Cyril. Let's spin. Cyril, Mary Jo.
I've come around on it.
Dave despised that
I did
song.
At the start. I said if Hayley Williams was dead, she'd be spinning in her grave.
Yeah.
But she's not dead, and that song is not that bad.
Now it comes on and I'm like, turn it up.
Yeah, it's actually good, to be fair. I do like it.
Listen, you've been voting for your one more tune and it's time to get those results. Dave, how are we looking?
Yeah, we're not looking good for me and you, to be honest.
Oh, for God's sake.
You came in last place with 8%.
For Ray Shrummer and Black Beatles.
For Ray Shrummer and Black Beatles. I got 9%. Producer Callum, once again, 83%.
I'm sure he is.
For this. This is ridiculous. A sixth winner, or as he'd call it, a sixth.
A summery morning in Dublin. Enjoy
Ruined
this.
My weekend.
Catch you Monday. Have a good one.
Come and move that in my direction. Spin.